I park close to the entrance of my daughter's grade school. Sitting in the passenger seat and in no hurry to get out of the car, my daughter told me she was nervous. Her blonde hair was streaked with blue, red, and pink pastel coloring. Her face was bedazzled with press-on shiny things and coated with glitter and makeup. Like her friend, with whom she was performing in the annual talent show, she was dressed to appear like the pop star Kesha. When we finally got out of the car, she reminded me to record her act on my phone. Seated in the audience, you could hear about 200 eyeballs roll when the teacher emceeing the event announced that we would be regaled with 40 acts, each act lasting 3 minutes. One parent said he regretted not having snuck in margaritas. Surrounding parents nodded in unanimous agreement. The acts and performances that ensued were awful, impressive, and everywhere in between. The first act was like many that were to come, girls dressed up like their favorite pop star singing, lip-syncing and dancing to their favorite pop star's song. 5 acts in, the curtains were raised to reveal 2 boys. One was seated at a miniature drum set dressed in a Halloween costume that made him look like a green-boned skeleton. He wore a ball cap, and his face, from the nose down, was covered by a handkerchief, bandit style. His friend stood at an electronic keyboard wearing normal clothes. The kid at the keyboard pressed a button, and the keyboard started to play some kind of a repetitive beat. He never touched the keyboard again. The other boy began to bang wildly at the drums and cymbals with a complete disregard for rhythm or time. It was the sort of performance that the late comedian Andy Kaufman would have been extremely proud of. The MC cut them short after 2 minutes. The audience sat in stunned silence for a few seconds until everyone remembered to clap. Another boy played a piece on the piano with a talent beyond his years. A girl did a respectable job on the cello. 24 acts into the event, my daughter and her friend finally took the stage. I set my phone to make a video. After having been a father for 13 years and counting, I had developed a superhuman ability to tune out all volumes of cacophony. I had heard "We Are Who We Are" by Kesha more times than I can count. But for the first time ever, while my daughter and her friend performed it on stage, I heard the lyrics. Got that glitter on my eyes, stockings ripped all up the side. Looking sick and sexified, so let's go OO. On the video I made on my phone, you can hear my voice when I turned to my wife and asked, "Is this appropriate?" You can hear my wife say, "No, not really." I experienced hot flashes. The song seemed to last longer than I'd remembered. At the end, the audience dutifully clapped as they had throughout the afternoon. My daughter came and sat down beside me. She looked relieved that it was over. I gave her a hug. A parent in front of us turned around to tell my daughter that she enjoyed her performance. With 12 acts remaining in the presentation, we declared the afternoon an unprecedented success and slipped out early.